This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The heck with Thursday's Iowa caucuses. We are covering politics today, but we're going a couple of states away to Kansas. This is a story about a group of moms. They are Democrats, blue activists, in a solidly red sea of Republicans. From member station KCUR, here's reporter Laura Ziegler.
While Jennifer Byer's two kids are finishing their homework upstairs, she and some two dozen women, mostly moms themselves, are in the basement of her split level in Prairie Village, Kansas, an affluent suburb of Kansas City. They're members of the Environmental Committee of True Blue Women, and tonight they're tackling an issue close to home: how to get parents to turn off their SUVs and minivans as they wait in line to pick up their kids at the local elementary school. It's their no idling plan.
We changed the way they picked them up. They were picking them up in front, so now they pick them out in back. They have to park the car and come and get the kids just to make sure the kids are safe. And since you're doing that, turn off your cars, because it's better for the environment, it's better for their air quality.
Since they first started meeting, the True Blue Women have taken up everything from stem cell research to ethanol production to the president's No Child Left Behind education policy. Not exactly what you'd expect from a bunch of women in Kansas. Jennifer Rowe says people mistakenly assume True Blue Women are all conservatives because they come from conservative Johnson County, in the conservative state of Kansas.
On the red-blue continuum, I think there's an awful lot of moms right smack in the middle. You know, moms who, maybe value their children and feel strongly about the war, but maybe fiscally conservative.
In fact, although Johnson County is overwhelmingly Republican, a third of the voters here are independent. Of the Republicans, half are moderates who regularly cross party lines to vote as Democrats. Rose says she and many True Blue Women have kids, work, and have always felt too busy to get involved in politics. But then came the 2004 presidential election. It was a turning point, says Lisa Vaglin, and a wake-up call that they had to find a way to engage in the political process.
You know, I think, okay, it's 11 o'clock, but I'll just send one more email before I go to bed. I mean, we're all used to folding the laundry while we talk on the phone and nurse a baby. You know, we can do five things at one time. But we don't have to be smart about every issue. What we have to be is passionate and know that we can't, that we're stronger when we do it together than if we try to do it by ourselves.
True Blue Women got its first big boost when gay marriage became a hot issue in Kansas and nationally. Johnson County is home to a huge evangelical community, and Jerry Johnston, the minister of one of the largest megachurches in the country, was preaching regularly on the topic.
And so we willingly and humbly say, Lord, start with us. And I pray for the federal marriage amendment. And I pray for the primaries in November for the will of Almighty God to be done.
The True Blue Women quickly made yard signs saying, celebrate commitment, value tolerance. The signs spread quickly. The local paper wrote a story, and within months, membership had tripled. Today, they have more than 500 members. They've heard from women in California and Virginia wanting to organize similar groups. Political science professor Max Skidmore at the University of Missouri in Kansas City says though the internet has given a more high-tech face to a lot of political activism, the True Blue Women are part of a movement back to a more personal kind of politics.
It's neighborhood groups and friends and relatives getting together, coffee clutches and yard signs and supporting local candidates. And they see the whole political system in a sense. It might be overstating it a little, but to say that it's crumbling.
And there's a block you can put in your fireplace, so when you're not using it, air is not going up there. Even though you have the damper, having an insulated block makes a difference. It's just amazing how much we can do.
But it's still hard to make people care, even about the small stuff. Jennifer Byers and Peg Liebert are spending the last of five Saturdays outside a local hardware store trying to tell holiday shoppers about how to save energy by insulating a home. Most quickly walk by. This isn't Berkeley or Vermont, after all, where people talk about their opinions in the public square. Byers and Liebert still think they're having an impact.
So I think the activism of today is small steps like this.
I mean, it's women
it's moms and it's women our age, and it's a lot more subtle. It's a lot more educational outreach that we're involved in. And what we're doing right now, we're trying to appeal to people being able to save money, so whatever it takes.
The meeting at Jennifer Byer's house has gone past 10 o'clock. Her kids are sitting at the top of the steps, wondering when these women will leave. Co-chair Lisa Vaglin's just pinned a button on her sweater that reads, Moms Against the War. True Blue has stayed away from the war until now because it's felt like an issue that's too big. But now, three-fourths of the group have said they feel it's too important to ignore. That will be the brainstorming next time. And now they're ready to go. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.